You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We're taping this interview at the beautifully elegant Permata Sapura here in the KLCC Business District. We continue our march with trying to explore some interesting companies in Malaysia and beyond. What I have is right now on offering is the Future Meat. It's a company that is focusing on the next generation of chicken and other meat products. Joining us is Jack Yap, the CEO of Future. How are you, Jack?
Great. Hi, Sunny.
Hi. Yeah, you can call me Ibrahim, by the way. The focus right now is trying to understand how Malaysia is trying to move forward past the pandemic and try to see how, you know, because of the animosity, things are going to be done a little bit differently. But at the same time, it's going to be, you know, we're going to explore some of the more interesting products and services. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about Future right now.
Well, I'm Jack, and I'm the founder and CEO of Future. And we consider ourselves as a Malaysia homegrown food technology startup company that develops innovative, cutting-edge, plant-based meat alternative solutions to address two major issues. Firstly, it's on a macro basis level, to help solve the food sustainability, planet sustainability issue, mm-hmm. Due to the rising global populations. Mm-hmm. And secondly, is to help address one of the major nutritional concerns, mm-hmm. Among Malaysians, which is fiber deficiency. So Future product is environmental friendly and is created sustainably with a much greater reduced environmental impact as compared to the factory farming.
Okay, let's. There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, I have no idea what the environmental impacts of factory farming is, and I have also no idea that the way to move forward is perhaps growing meat in a more sustainable way. So let's talk a little bit more about the status quo. Why is farming detrimental to the environment?
Well, maybe I describe in this way. Maybe it will sound more simple.
Yeah.
Right. We humans, we need food to grow, and at the same time, we need the planet to survive. Right. But right now, the problem is that the growing food and also the planet is in going against each other right now.
Okay.
So there's this idea of alternative protein to switch the current proteins to regain the harmony relationship among these three parties: the people, the planet, and also the food system itself. Yep.
Okay, so we speak about nutritional proteins like fungi, tempeh, any other soya bean products, tofu. What's the downside of going for, I don't know, meat, right? Versus this type of tofu, this type of protein. Is it, you know, is it a taste issue? Is it a choice issue? Or is it that you're using these kind of products to meet the other products so that, you know, the people want to eat chicken and all this?
Well, the idea is that how do we convince the greater mass market to be on this, right? In the past, right, you were talking about tempeh, tofu.
Yeah.
It's just one of the vegetable options.
Yeah.
But it's not a product that is designed to replace existing traditional proteins, which is the animals. So it's a completely two different approaches, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Hence, the technology involved, the skills involved to make it sound or make it acceptable by the general regular mass market would be different as well.
Okay, so enter Future now. What is the offering that you're bringing to the market following this, I guess, phenomenon?
Since we launched in 2018, we developed a variety of plant-based meat products that are being offered in different markets. It ranges from Future Invisible Mince, which is a very versatile plant-based meat that can be cooked in different forms and applications as well. And we also have future burger patties, which should taste and cook like the real beef patties. And recently, we also launched our future high-fiber chicken, which is a complete fried chicken range, which currently available to be ordered, ready to eat in the form of chicken sandwiches, chicken burgers, chicken tenders, or even chicken popcorns, available in multiple locations already, and also can be found in on the Kyochun's menu across 40 stores nationwide.
Okay, so my initial two questions will be this. First is it cheaper or is it more expensive than traditional farm growing chicken? The second is, how do you guys get the technology? Did you guys spend a lot of time in the lab, or did you guys just buy the technology and apply it in your business?
Well, for our company, we spent 2 years in R&D before we launched any of our products.
This is a Malaysian-based company?
We consider ourselves a Malaysian homegrown company because of me as myself is a Malaysian, and many of the founding team members, they are also Malaysians.
Okay.
And we are setting up our key operating centers in Malaysia as well. But of course, we have our business activities in various countries already, like in Singapore and in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And we are going into Indonesia as well.
Oh, there's going to be a huge market there.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, let's focus again on the technology. So that 2 years R&D, I'm sure it's still going on, right? I mean, it's always improving and iterating. Yep. To a better way of doing things. How does that come along in terms of your, I guess, future-proofing of the company?
Unlike every other plant-based meat products available in the market, which is protein-based, whether it is soy protein, pea protein, or any other plant proteins, right? As for our recent launch of future high-fiber chickens, looking at the name itself, is you can understand that it's rich in fiber. It's fiber-based. It's made with a variety of plant fibers using our technology and innovations enabled for us to integrate and combine a variety of a mix of soluble and insoluble fibers like oat fiber, apple fiber, to replicate the fibrous texture of the meat itself, and not only achieving the desirable functional, physical, and the textural property of it, but also achieving a nutritional property that aims to be better than chicken.
Okay.
Not also compromising on the overall eating experience. So the flavor, the aroma, and the taste itself also very important.
Yeah. Okay, so my earlier question, which is on cost. So if I'm a wholesaler, I want to buy, is it cheaper?
Not at the moment, but we feel that with the increasing of demand, definitely we aim to lower down the cost, and hopefully we can make it more affordable and accessible to everyone.
Okay, now I understand that if it's not going to be any cheaper, that's perfectly fine. It's a nascent industry, people are still trying to understand a little bit more. How long do you think that it's going to be, at the very least, going to be at the same price as the regular farm-grown chicken?
I think...
Or any other meat?
Every other company has its their own pace.
Uh-huh.
Looking at ourselves, right, we are targeting for every year, we are going to continue to lower down the price from year to year basis. That is our target, and eventually having the same price like a chicken would be our ultimate goal. Yeah.
So how are you guys funded? Who's behind the company?
Well, we receive various investments from investors in Singapore and Hong Kong as well.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk a little bit more about quality control and quality assurance, the kind of certifications that you guys are targeting or have. I'm sure that already a normal way of doing things is already difficult in terms of getting approval from the regular authorities. But what kind of certifications that you guys have?
Because we are working with huge factories that have all kind of certifications, so we are qualified to not only we are being audited in a way that we can supply to all maybe the biggest fast food chains in Malaysia or the region. With that also involve halal Jakim as well. That took us about 1.5 years to complete the
entire. If you ask me, that's quite fast because some of the manufacturers do take longer than that.
Well, we took a very strong initiative before we start designing our products because we understand that that is our ultimate goal.
Yeah. All right, we'll go for one short break before we continue on having this conversation with Jackie Yap of Future. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Jackie Yap of Future. Let's talk about the industry itself. Now, I came back from Cupertino 2 years ago. I was there for 3 days. I only had non-meat diet.
Oh.
Yeah, not because of choice, but because the organizer that sent me there decided that we don't deserve meat. We deserve, like, I don't know, fake meat. And
how was the experience?
It was super great. Okay. There was no difference between the taste, the texture, everything that you described just now. But I just can't get over the fact that I'm eating chicken that's not chicken. It's just a thing. And, you know, coming back, you know, this was 2 years ago, before the pandemic, I felt that I could do this if I didn't know about it. Get it? So if I had the choice of a chicken that was slaughtered versus a chicken that is coming out of, I don't know, plant-based or whatever, however you make it, I felt that I'd go for that. And I think that's because of habit. From young, that's the only thing I know, you know. And trying to switch to this, it's a bit difficult. Now, I can take on a diet on full protein diet that is not meat, that's fine. You know, I was a few years ago, I was a little bit overweight and I went on a full keto diet and then, you know, increased my activity, my exercise activity and so on. Lifestyle changes in other areas I can do. But on a personal consumer level, in terms of choosing a plant-based protein that tastes like chicken versus a chicken, I still go with the chicken. So how do you describe what I'm going through? Is that a normal kind of behavior, normal kind of reception, or is that something exceptional? Like what, this is like a one in a million thing?
I think, personally, I feel that, for example, like when we are designing our products, right, we are not only selling the product, we are actually providing an overall experience, right? Currently, we are seeing that the awareness, right, the level of awareness of the importance of plant-based diet is still very low. Hence, people are not less willing to change their current eating patterns.
Yeah.
But having health benefits coming along, right, and with the switch of from animal meat to plant-based meat, and also hopefully people will also increasingly aware the health are the environmental benefits which together would help to increase the chances of conversions. And this is also in line with our company directions and objective as well.
One of the biggest attacks coming in from, say, the cattle industry is, of course, the methane gas emission. Do you feel that that is the next area of advantage for you guys? Not just target chicken-based elements, but to target beef as well?
Oh, we had already a beef product.
Ah, okay.
As I shared earlier, Future Burger Patties is aims to cook like and taste like the real beef patties.
All right, so that's a patty. What about steak substitutes? Is that a possibility?
There's huge possibilities in the future.
Say more, tell
right.
more.
Because, right, maybe sharing a little bit, right, I feel that, right, personally, I feel that the future of foods lies in the designing and also the developing of foods using modern technology and innovations. Mm. And things could be really different if we could rethink it from its molecular, the metabolic and nutrigenomics aspects that we could actively make it more compatible and more nutritious for our body. So basically, this is an idea that signals the bond of plant-based food industry, right? If we could simply use any plant-based ingredients, by incorporating the right technology to make it taste like meat, right? What is the possibilities in the future? I would say endless possibilities, because with such technology and with the right information given by understanding from a molecular level, we basically could do anything in the future. So that is how I see the future of foods. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess with this kind of statement, a lot of focus is on R&D as opposed to, say, marketing, trying to target more retailers to buy your products, trying to appease on the market understanding of it. Do you feel that that is the case, or you're hitting everything at once?
We definitely have our own company focus when it comes to our placements of products, our R&D focus. But something that we would love to focus and to address is is to address the misconceptions of processed food. I understand that processed food is being implied, like generally being bad or unhealthy, but when in fact we believe that processed food will be the future and can be both healthy and sustainable. Why do I say so? If given with the right intentions when we design the foods, and if with the right understanding of the foods at molecular level, and with the right processes and technology, the perceptions of processed food can be changed.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Becoming a very positive one.
What is being transacted between these two companies, between Future and Kyochon?
Well, we have a collaborations in our latest product range, which is high fiber chicken.
Okay.
Yep. And
so you're their supplier, basically.
We basically it's a collaborations, lah. I would say.
So are you their sole supplier, or they have a few other suppliers?
Well, they have. In their meat-free menus, they have other supplier as well.
Okay.
But we are their latest supplier. Uh-huh. We are coming up with future chickens and future burger, in which this signals their first burger on their menu.
But the story is also on how you guys want to market this out. I'm talking about future market this out to other potential partners out there.
Mm.
So how did you strike that partnership with Kyochon? And then, of course, how are you striking partnerships with all the other retailers out there?
I think the first thing that I would like to share is that when it comes to food, right, we see there are two things that are important to me, right? And number one is the accessibility of it. Number two is the familiarity of it, right? We all know that Kyochon is one of the largest Korean restaurants in Malaysia for fried chicken, which fried chicken is our Malaysian all-time favorite.
Yeah.
And Kyochon is also a very well-loved brand by most of the Malaysians. Putting these two together, right, and having such opportunity to collaborate, we will be able to push or to provide a more delicious, healthier, and also sustainable, greener choice for the end consumers. And looking this at a longer term, we also hope that with the increase of demand, we are able to lower down our costs and then to price our products lower, maybe closer to or similar to our chicken counterparts.
So what would be some of the bigger challenges that lie ahead when it comes to you moving in this or navigating this business?
As I shared earlier, right, our belief is in designing of foods using modern technology and innovations. And we also see the potential that if we to enhance foods by rethinking its molecular, its nutrigenomics and metabolic structure and design in that way. And this is our mission of designing superior foods always at the core of our research and development efforts will ultimately lead us towards having a more sustainable way of food production. That would be our the core of our research directions. And secondly, in terms of addressing the processed food misconceptions, I think that is also something that we would like to put a lot of effort in doing it. But by doing it in the right way, right intentions, right process and technology, we believe that we can change the perceptions of processed foods, tailor it in accordingly to address nutritional deficiencies, overcoming food allergies, and also nourish humans with food intelligence, right? And last but not least, we also are striving to increase the demand of plant-based meat alternative so that we can lower down the cost and make plant-based meat products in overall to be more affordable, more accessible, and more sustainable for every single Malaysian.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of opportunities for this business to grow. And of course, we're trying to understand a little bit better about the kind of solutions that you're going to be bringing to the market. Do you feel that you're entering a space where it's green, where it's going to be huge for the business opportunities to actually expand?
Yes, if we are focused enough and consistent enough in delivering the greatest quality of products and to build the strong relevance with the local communities, we believe we have the chance.
Thank you, Jack. That was a rather interesting conversation to be had. That was my conversation with Jack Yap of Future. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawan.com. Look for Notepad over there. You can also look for Future, spelled with a P-H-U, on our website. Until then, thanks very much for watching. This session is taped at Permata Sapura, straight out of the KLCC Business District. Catch you in the next one.